Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It's, what day is it? Wednesday, September 24th, 2014. And it's a beautiful early, I was going to say early autumn day, but it's not early autumn anymore because yesterday was the autumn equinox. So we're officially in the middle of autumn. And here where I live in Clearwater, Florida, that means that instead of it being 98 degrees or higher day and night, it's now 80 degrees. And it was 70 degrees overnight. So I'm very happy it's getting cooler. My guest today is Pamela Seefeld. She's a registered pharmacist who prefers to dispense medicinal plants rather than drugs. And she's telling us, I have her on every other Wednesday, and we're doing a whole series on how you can use plants to heal your body. And if you're taking any prescription or over-the-counter drugs, how you can get off of those drugs and use plants instead. And today we're going to be talking about why you shouldn't get a flu shot and how you can support your immune system during cold and flu season so that you won't get sick, or if you do, then it's less of a problem. Hi, Pamela.
Hey, great to be here.
Thank you. Great to have you here. So first, before we talk about colds and flus and shots and all of those things, I want to talk about me.
That's good.
I want to talk about the work that you and I have been doing, particularly a couple of weeks ago, I stopped taking insulin. Now, the reason that I have been taking insulin is because obviously for blood sugar, but, I only started taking it as an emergency, that I was doing well controlling my blood sugar with diet and exercise. And even though it wasn't normal, it was good enough for me. And, but then, last summer, summer of 2013, my blood sugar went way up into a dangerous area, and there nothing I did could bring it down. And so, I started taking insulin as an emergency life-saving kind of thing, at the insistence of my medical doctor. But then I kept doing things that, you know, to heal my body. And was it really necessary to continue to take insulin? And some of you know that earlier this year, I went on a paleo diet for 30 days. And during that time, I reduced the amount of insulin I was taking by half. And then after I started working with Pamela a couple of months ago, it's been a couple of months now, but I think it's just been about a month, where it was time to buy another bottle of insulin for $200. And I said, Pamela, isn't there something else I can do? And she said, of course there is.
And I said, yes.
So tell us what you told me to do.
This is what I told her to do, and Deborah, and this is what we normally do with people that are coming transitioning off of insulin, or especially oral hypoglycemics like metformin and glyburide and some of these popular drugs, okay? What you have is, you know, type 2 diabetes. Someone that has type 1 diabetes has been a diabetic since they were a little kid, that's a different situation. The pancreas just never really worked correctly. In your case, what happens is you get insulin resistance, and the insulin's just not working correctly in the body, and the pancreas is not producing correctly after a while because it's kind of overtaxed at one point. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing is we gave you homeopathic medicine, pericardium triple warmer. It was this particular brands of homeopathy that I use, that particular company only sells to pharmacists and doctors. It's not at the health food store. It has to be prescribed. And what this does is it actually starts making your beta cells and your pancreas start working again. And I use this with countless patients, and they're off their medicines. They're doing great. And what we want to do is the way I approach things, I want a cure. I don't want to just give you something to replace what you already did. And when we were discussing that, $200 is a lot of money to put towards the insulin. When we were already starting to transition you off, it's like, okay, look, we can just up the dose of this particular product and do a circulating enhancer to get it into the beta cells, and it's working great.
It is working great. I mean, it isn't costing me $200, but it is costing me like over $100 to buy that amount in
Correct.
Order to do that for the same period of time as I would have had to pay $200. But here's the big thing. All insulin does is control your symptom. It's just there to make your blood sugar not so high. It's not doing a thing to help heal your body. And so now what I'm spending my money on is something that is actually healing my pancreas. And in all these years, nobody had ever given me anything to heal my pancreas. All they were trying to do was control my symptoms.
That's exactly right. And what I tell people is that we want to repeat. And the thing I want to tell you, too, is that you won't eventually be using 2-3 bottles a month. After a while, the pancreas is going to keep kicking in gradually. And you're going to see a huge decline in your blood sugar.
I'm expecting that. But what I'm happy about right now today, after 2 weeks, is that maybe it's been 3 weeks, something like that, is that without my insulin taking what Pamela gave me to take, my blood sugar is the same as it was on insulin. And
yay!
I was a little afraid that it was like when I went to her, I said, well, I don't want to buy my insulin. What could we do? And she says, well, let's just try this because you can always go buy your bottle of insulin if your blood sugar just goes crazy. And what happened was that for the first couple of days, it just like went up and went down and went up and went down. And then it evened out just right where it is. And every day it's just right at that level. And even though it's not going down yet, I know that I'm just waiting for my pancreas to heal and then it's going to go down and then I'm going to be taking less and then I'll be taking nothing and I'll be able to have a normal pancreas and won't
that's exactly right. I mean, it's going to come. The thing is with these cells, I mean, in most cases, most people, they never regenerate at all. But in your case, we're giving homeopathic products that actually open up the meridians in those areas and actually target those cells completely instead of just doing some general, like a general cleanse kind of thing. That product specifically for the little assignment I gave it, that works exactly like that, and I've seen it very reproducibly work in a lot of patients.
So I think this is just wonderful, and this is only just an example of what Pamela does, but I just wanted to tell all of you that it's possible to actually heal your body, and it's not about taking drugs or even natural remedies to control your symptoms. What we want to go for here is healing, regeneration of the damage that toxic chemicals and toxic foods and all those things are doing to your body, that you want to detox, stop being exposed, and regenerate. And now I'm starting to regenerate, and it's just so, makes me so happy. Just makes me so happy.
It's
so
wonderful. I'm very happy for you. You're doing great.
Thank you. And so
and I'm glad
you.
I could help.
So
I am.
Excuse me. I do want to say right off right now that you can call Pamela if you have health issues you want to talk to her about, if you're on some drugs you want to get off of, if you have loved ones with health issues or drugs that they should be getting off of. You can call her on the phone and she will talk to you for free and advise you about what you can take instead. And you want to give them the number?
Yes. The number here to my pharmacy botanical resource is 727-442-4955. That's 727-442-4955.
Yes. And I highly recommend her, especially if you have, like I know in my body, I've had a lot of difficult situations, especially from all the toxic poisoning that I have had in my life and my body not functioning on all cylinders because of that. And a lot of things that I've tried to do hasn't worked over the years. And everything that she's giving me is working. And it's just like night and day. So especially if you're
I'm very proud of what I do here. And I'm very happy I can help you. I've been doing this over 20 years. And I teach this. And I'm a really good chemist. I look at the products. I look at the ingredients. And I decide what I'm going to use them for. So it's much more than like me taking a class and someone tells me that do this for that. Like, as a pharmacist, that's how we learn, you know, that these drugs go for certain things. But you have to sometimes think out of the box and look and see what's really happening in the person's body and target the exact ingredient to go to where you want it to go.
And she just does that very well. So when we come back from the break, because we were already through the first segment, it goes by so fast. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about flu shots, why you shouldn't take them, and how your immune system works and what you can do to support your immune system as we go into the cold and flu season. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. My guest is Pamela Seefeld. She is a registered pharmacist who dispenses medical plants, and there's a word for that. It's a pharmacognosist. I love that word. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deb Lepat, and my guest today is Pamela Seafeld. She's a registered pharmacist who dispenses medicinal plants. And today we're talking about what you can do so that you don't have the flu. So let's start. I saw something. I get a lot of newsletters from different places, but one came last week that talked about how Dr. Oz had a show where he was talking about mercury in flu shots. And mercury is certainly something that we don't want to be putting into our bodies. But I think that there's some other reasons why not to take flu shots. So could you talk about that first? Because I know every place I go, they're saying, have you had your flu shot?
That's true. They do ask that quite a bit. Well, this is the thing with the flu shot, okay? And just we'll just kind of backtrack for 1 second. We're to talk about the immune system, okay?
Okay.
How do you keep your immune system working really well so you don't even need the flu shot or even considering it, right? Because if your immune system's depressed, you're going to be at risk for not only the flu, but a host of other colds and things that are coming around during the wintertime. And we're going to start going into cold and flu. That's called cold and flu. It's the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
So your immune system acts on certain different things. Okay, there's cellular and humoral and mediated immune system. The humoral is what these things called chemotactic factors, and they're little signals that bring the immune system to the area. It's kind of like a first signal, like a little beacon. Come over here, take care of this. Okay, the immune system that goes after just in general any kind of cell, it can be a bacteria or a fungus or a virus, are called leukocytes. Okay, and when people are sick and their immune system is trying to launch a response, you get these huge increases in leukocytes. And leukocytes are kind of cool because they don't actually have a set assignment. They just kind of go everywhere, and they look around for the tissue. And these little factors bring it to the tissue. So how can we enhance these first-line defenses so that no matter what you get in contact with, you're not going to get sick? A big thing is, believe it or not, diet. We have found, and I just downloaded some different studies here, that the T cells, which is what's affected, the T lymphocyte is what's affected in AIDS patients, okay, when their immune system goes really low and they're able to be infected with AIDS. We know that vegetables and fruits regulate and upregulate T cell activity to go to find viruses. So when we want to prevent getting sick in the first place, because let's face it, we don't want to do the flu shot altogether, right?
Right.
So let's get your immune system working better so you don't need to have it. The preservatives that are in, and that's pretty easy stuff. We always talk about diet, but there's actually proof now that shows that these T cells are upregulated specifically by what you eat.
Wow.
Another thing, too, is stress control. Now, people that are stressed out, they have increases in cortisol in their bloodstream, and it suppresses the immune system. It increases inflammation. And so I'll give you an example. If I go in a room and there's like 20 people there, and one person has the flu, will everybody get the flu, Deborah?
No.
Right. That's the trick. You're saying, no, I'm not going to get the flu. And what Dr. Oz is saying and commenting on those things is that when you have a flu shot, you're launching an immune response. That's what it does, okay? A flu shot and vaccines are kind of like homeopathy, but they're not. I don't want to confuse people. You're getting small amounts of a causative agent to try and elicit an immune response. So what happens is those little cells that were kind of called in, they come to the area and they make antibodies. And so supposedly, when you come in contact with the virus, you're not going to get it. You know what percentage of people still end up with the flu, even with the flu shot? A lot.
I don't know.
Like
but 50, I'm,
over 50%.
Yeah. So over 50%, it doesn't work.
It's pretty
right?
high, yeah, that they still end up with the flu. So when we look at it, we have to say, okay, the flu shot's bad. We really shouldn't get it. But really what we need to do is make our immune system work like it should work so that if I'm sitting next to you and you're sneezing and coughing, you have the flu, I don't get it.
That's right. So
that's the trick to prevent it. So if we want to prevent it, there's some simple things you can do. What you're eating is very important. If you're going to eat fruits and vegetables, especially vegetables that have, you know, we've always talked about all these bioflavonoids and the immune system enhancement, you need to have oil, some kind of fat present on the vegetables to be absorbed. Otherwise, you're not going to be getting the benefit of the bioflavonoids. And taking a good multivitamin is also important. And I would really like to comment that fish oil has an excellent immune response. It increases the immune system and lowers inflammation consistently. And that's an easy thing to take. If you don't want to take fish oil capsules, you can even take sardines. If you have sardines a few times a week, that's very preventative as well. The immune system, the biggest depressing of the immune system is stress. It sounds crazy because people are talking about stress and anxiety, but if you're really stressed out and you have are not sleeping correctly, a lot of that's going to affect your immune system, right?
Yeah.
And we know that glucocorticoids, which is cortisol that's released from the adrenal glands, like people get adrenal fatigue where cortisol is just released and released constantly, but we know that excessive amounts of glucocorticoids in the bloodstream severely depress the immune system. So stress control is really important. If you take calming fish oil or passion flower or maybe do some yoga or some breathing techniques, try and control your reactions to stress, everyday life, things like that. Because if you look at most people, when they end up getting the flu, it's they're at a point where they're underslept and they're anxious or they have a lot of stress going on in their lives, right?
Right. You know, I've really noticed that most of the time, most of the time I can handle a normal amount of stress and even an extraordinary amount of stress. But when my adrenal glands go out, then I can't handle any stress at all. And so I would say that if people are finding that they can't handle stress and that they fly off the handle or that any little thing bothers them or if something goes wrong and they just get upset about it and they can't do anything about it, that is a sure sign that the adrenals are being stressed and that, you should do something to strengthen your adrenals. So I would say, would it be a correct assumption to say if you have adrenal problems that you're going to be, that your immune system is going to be less functional?
That's exactly right. Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah. And this sounds crazy because this sounds like very elementary advice, but if you, like you're saying, flying off the handle at little things, can't keep stress under control, that's a big part of your immune system. It basically shuts everything down. Because, I'll give you an example. When you have an immune response and the doctors are trying to control, let's say an allergy or a rash, they give you prednisone. Prednisone is a steroid. It's a glucocorticoid. You make cortisol in your body from your adrenals. It's the same thing. And that's why they give you that, because your adrenals aren't working correctly. You're not preventing a severe immune response, so that's why they're giving it to you in a pill, okay? And what I tell people is that you need to make sure that your adrenals are working correctly to make sure that you can launch a stress response.
Interesting. Well, we need to go to break, but we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Pamela Seafeld. She's a registered pharmacist who dispenses medicinal plants. That's called a pharmacognosist. I'm still learning that word, but I love it because it means drug. Cog is intelligence. So you're dispensing intelligent plants that have drug-like effects, I guess. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Pamela Seafeld, registered pharmacist who dispenses medicinal plants. And we're talking about what you can do for your immune system now that it's getting to be cold and flu season so that your body will just fight off those bacteria and viruses and germs and you won't get sick, because that's what your immune system is supposed to do. I just want to interject that there are many toxic chemicals. Like, the way that I got interested in this in the first place was because my immune system was damaged by toxic chemicals. There's so many toxic chemicals that that harm the immune system that there's a whole class of chemicals called immunotoxicants, which which destroy your immune system. And we're all being exposed to them day in and day out unless we do something to not be exposed to those immunotoxicants. And what I found was, in order to heal my own immune system so that I wasn't just reacting to everything all day long, that, you know, it was like I couldn't even, you know, wear a cotton shirt without reacting to it. Even things that people aren't allergic to, my body would react to because my immune system was damaged by these toxic chemicals. The thing that I really want to emphasize is that if your immune system is damaged, it leaves you wide open to catching anything that's an infectious disease. So it's not just cold and flu. Another thing in the headlines of newsletters I get is Ebola virus. You know, it's in Africa, there's a big problem with it. Well, what if it came over here and we started having an epidemic of Ebola? If your immune system is not in good shape, you're going to be one of the first ones that this is just what happens. And so our immune system is like everything in the body is important, but I can't imagine like life without a functioning immune system. You would just be open to everything. Do you remember many years ago there was a movie, I think with John Travolta, called The Boy in the Plastic Bubble?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yep.
Well, that's somebody who doesn't have an immune system.
Exactly.
And
right.
That's what it would be like. So it's so, I can't stress how important this is.
Well, your immune system's like a little army. Like I said, it's a front, right, front and center looking to see, and there's all these different cells. Some of them are little beacons and say where the problem is, and others actually go and just keep combing the area to find where they can go and activate so that they can engulf. It's kind of like amoebas, and they engulf these different the viruses, the bacteria. What I'll say too is that I just looked at a new position statement that was on exercise. People that do intense exercise, okay, they're just like kind of like the weekend warriors and they go out and do too much, it actually suppresses your immune system. But moderate exercise actually increases your immune system. When you do moderate exercise, it actually increases these neutrophils and lymphocytes and these different cells that go after it. It's a transient increase, and so actually it activates your immune system to go after infection. So I'm talking like walking, biking, things like that, not, you know, running a marathon, which it actually can be counterproductive to some people. So exercise is important. But I'm going to talk a little bit about supplements, too.
Okay, good.
This is what most people are interested in. So we talked about we got to protect stress, we got to help the immune system. If we look at a product called Andrographis, it's an herb, and Andrographis is very, very great as far as the immune response. And I use this, I call this an herbal antibiotic. Now, technically, it's not an antibiotic, okay? But it's one of these things that you can use if somebody has an infection brewing, or say that they've a lot of times when people have the cold or flu, they go to the doctor and they give them a Cipro or a Z-Pak, and they really don't have a bacterial infection. They give them antibiotics just to make them happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when we do this, if someone comes to me and said, I don't want to take this prescription, or I've been on all these different prescriptions and it's not working, Andrographis is my go-to. That increases the white blood cells, increases the lymphocytes, the neutrophils, all these different cells that have really specific assignments to go in the immune system and to take care of bacteria and viruses. It elevates that tremendously. It's inexpensive and it works great, and you can get it at a health food store. So I use like a medical version of it, but I know that the health food stores sell it too. So Andrographis is great. There's a product
could
from the Heal
that?
Corporation.
Wait, could you spell that? Andro,
Andrographis. So I have to spell it out. Andrographis.
Good. Thank you. I'm sure some people will go get that. Yeah.
Andrographis is great. Now, there's a product from Heal, and I'm not affiliated with the company, but Heal, H-E-E-L, is a German company that does homeopathic products. Great, great company. And they have a product called Engestrel. And Engestrel, I mean, you can get that even off the internet. Engestrel, it'll say right there for flu. I'm sure it's going to be prominently displayed on any website. Engestrel is what they're using in Germany in place of flu shots.
Oh.
And this goes after viruses. It's an increase in the lymphocyte activity, the lymphocytes that go after viruses, 95%. And you can give this to children and babies and adults. So I use this a lot where people, I tell them, just keep it in your purse and just you put them underneath your tongue. You can do one or two a day as needed. Say you have a little child in child care and you're worried about cold and flu and their, you know, little kids pass these things back and forth to each other, that you might want to use this. When you give them to infants and you use any kind of homeopathic pills, you want to crush it kind of between two spoons and then put a little water and make a paste and put it on the gums of the baby. But that works very good too.
So can you take that as a preventive? Like if you're going
That's
out
exactly
and you don't
right.
want to get something, you
That's
can
exactly
just take
right.
that?
When people are traveling, I tell them take it as a preventive. But if you're feeling you're getting sick, you can take even more. I mean, I feel it's perfectly safe even to take up to eight sublingual tablets a day of that product. So Engestrel is a real go-to because, like I said, in Europe, they're using that on front lines instead of using the flu vaccine.
Okay, spell that one, too. Spell that one, too.
Engestrel. I have to write it up. E-N-G. I can't spell it in my head. E-N-G-E-S-T-R-O-L.
Okay,
Engestrel. So that would be really an excellent product to have around, kind of a go-to product in your house for your children, for yourself. There's a lot of excellent data on that, and it's very, very effective. Now, I want to talk a little bit about coconut oil. Coconut oil is probably one of the most underutilized supplements for viruses. Okay, most people think about cognitive issues, and of course, there's issues data with dementia. So a lot of people are using it for that, for prevention or for stopping some of the advancement of dementia in elderly patients. But coconut oil is a great product, for especially for children and for adults, but especially for little kids. When I see someone come in and they have a little child constantly getting colds and flu and viruses and things like that, just the immune system's really low. The coconut oil, what it does is it's medium-chain triglycerides, so it's not actually fat. You don't actually store it, so it's kind of like a free calories. And coconut oil with MCT oil contains lauric acid. And lauric acid has effects of lowering viral activity probably up to 75%.
Wow.
So it can stop shedding and activity in the bloodstream. And I use this a lot where someone comes to me and says, I'm using the Engestrel, I'm really concerned, all the kids in the preschool have this cold or flu or whatever they're trying to prevent. Coconut oil in the kids' food works great.
Wow, I didn't know that at all, and so easy and so inexpensive. We need to go to break, but we'll be right back. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Gadd, and my guest today is Pamela Seafeld, registered pharmacist who uses, as you've been hearing, medicinal plants and foods in order to handle all kinds of body conditions. And we'll hear more about what you can do for your immune system in the cold and flu season when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Gadd, and my guest today is Pamela Seafeld. She's a registered pharmacist who uses medicinal plants and foods and other natural things in order to make people's bodies heal, actually heal, not just she doesn't just get rid of symptoms. She actually wants to make the body well. And that's what I think is one of the big differences, because a drug is just about symptoms. A lot of natural remedies are just about symptoms. But she actually does something that's healing. Pamela, can you tell us, just you mentioned coconut oil fighting viruses
yes.
and flu. Can you tell us a couple ways that people can use coconut oil if they're unfamiliar with it, and how they can use it in their food?
Yeah, great question. Okay, so coconut oil comes in capsules, and it comes in solid. So sometimes people, if I tell them, I want you to put a tablespoon of coconut oil, and it looks like a clear fat. It has no coconut taste, except some of them do have a coconut taste. Most of them are if it's unrefined, it's going to have a little bit of coconut taste. Most of the ones that you're going to get don't have coconut taste. If you don't like coconut, don't have to worry. It's not going to taste like a strong coconut. And what I normally recommend, and I know for myself what I do, if I feel like my throat's getting sore, if I have my lymph glands are swollen a little bit, and if I'm kind of run down, I like to put it on a cracker. I make my own organic crackers and just spread a little bit of that on there and eat a cracker before I go to bed. When I wake up in the morning, all the swelling on my neck is gone. So,
wow.
So it's quick and easy, and it works great. I use it a lot, too, for mono. I see a lot of mono where kids in high school have mono, and the parents come to me and like, you know, she's on the basketball team or she's on the tennis team, and she needs to get back to where she was. She can't be laying on the couch. I see a lot of that where young people come to me, the teenagers, and we have to get them back in shape within a few weeks instead of them, you know, lingering on
yeah.
with this. And that
yeah.
coconut oil is quick. I mean, it's within a few days, the person turns the corner. So if you're looking for a quick result, but especially for children, what I recommended for, like, the little kids is just mix it in their food. It pretty much, at room temperature, if, like, say your house is, like here in Florida, it's like, you know, it can be like 80, depending on, you know, what time of the year
yeah.
it is. But it'll be like a semi-solid, right? If you put it in the refrigerator, it'll be solid. And if you have it in your cupboard, depending on the temperature of your house, if it's in the low 70s or in the 60s, it probably will be solid. If it's in the 80s, that you and I might leave it, you know, the air conditioning off during the day and come back later on, it might be liquid. So it just depends. When you can literally mix it into food. You can melt it a little bit if you want to put it on things. I like it on popcorn, really. I think it tastes great.
I was going to say that because what I found is that if you make your own popcorn at home, which you should and not buy it in a bag, but
yes.
if you make your own organic popcorn at home, you have the issue of heating up the fat enough to be able to make the popcorn pop. And I think the coconut oil is the perfect oil to cook popcorn in because you can heat it up and put in the popcorn, it just pops right up. And
absolutely.
It doesn't taste like butter, but it has its own pleasant taste, I think. I mean, I'm somebody who likes coconut. So what I like to eat is coconut mana or coconut butter, which is coconut oil with some coconut meat in it. And I just think that's delicious. And if it gets kind of melty so that you can pour it, What I do is that I put it just on a, like a baking sheet, and I put little globs of it on a baking sheet and put it in the freezer, and it actually turns into something like a candy. And
yes.
And it has its own sweetness, and you can put a little mint flavoring or whatever, and it's just like eating white chocolate. That's what it tastes like, is white chocolate. There's no sugar in it or anything, but this coconut mana frozen tastes like white chocolate.
Well, you're exactly right. I'll tell you, coconut oil is great if you, for the family too, just cook their food in it. You can saute vegetables in it, and what's good about coconut oil, it's not like with butter and olive oil, the burning point where it starts to smoke and smolder is much lower than coconut oil. Coconut oil, you'd have to put it in a calorimeter. You cannot reach that temperature in normal cooking conditions in your home. So it will never burn. It will never smoke. You can walk away from it, come back to there if you're throwing vegetables in and chopping them up. So it's very versatile, and you can just mix it in with the food.
Yeah.
So the coconut oil is great. I'm going to talk a little bit, too, about astragalus.
Okay.
Astragalus, and that's A-S-T-R-A-G-A-L-U-S, astragalus. Astragalus works on the T4 lymphocyte, the cell that's affected in AIDS patients but can affect for our immune system and for viruses. And astragalus is an inexpensive herb. You can take that to enhance the immune system as well. So really all these things, you can be cooking with coconut oil, and the endosterol, maybe you have that sitting around for your kids. And either the andrographis or the astragalus could be a backup product if you really wanted to do that. Now, I wanted to talk about one thing really quickly about the stress effects.
Yeah.
I found something. Do you know, and this is really interesting, I did a full Medline search, the National Library of Medicine, last night to look at different things that affect the immune system. This was just published in Archives of Toxicology this year, 2014, September 12th, okay? And it's called The Role of Oxidative Stress in Carbon Nanotube-Generated Health Effects, okay? I was not really aware of this, and I thought this was very interesting. I'd like to tell your listeners. Carbon nanotubules are a type of nanotechnology that's ubiquitous. It's all over the place. It's in semiconductors. It's in radios. It's in our phones. It's in car parts and in electronics. And what they found is that these nanotubules, because it's nanotechnology, they can come onto our body and we can breathe them in. And what they have found now is from these toxicologists is that exposure to these carbon nanotubules is associated with depletion of antioxidants, increasing reactive oxygen species as cellular damage, inflammation signaling is impaired. So the immune system can be impaired from the electronics. I'm not saying you're going to throw away your phone. I'm just saying that we need to be aware of this. The scientists are even questioning some of the safety of the nanotubules. It damages DNA. Now I'll let you ask some questions. What do you think of that?
I think we shouldn't be using nanotechnology at all. I mean, more and more that I read these kinds of things or hear them, like from you, and it's just my first question is, well, what do we do to counteract that?
Well, yeah, this is really important. I mean, I could be maybe far guessing in this, but I would tell you that homeopathy would probably be your best bet, because homeopathic medicine kind of goes where it needs to go, and it has its own, it has a very generalized assignment in the body other than specifically targeted herbs, vitamins, or medicine. But I didn't realize that these nanotubules are coming on to people and they're breathing them in. And I thought that was pretty upsetting, and I don't really want to change the tone of the conversation, but I wanted to make sure that people were aware that there's a lot of other things going on that are affecting our immune system. Some we can control, some we can't. But in all realism, you really need to be taking some of these supplements to counteract some of the things that are going to be affecting your immune system. You have to do what you can about the things
that you
have control over.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Do what you can about the things that you have control over, because there's so many things we don't have control over that we need to give our bodies the best chance we can.
Yeah, most definitely. So the exercise, the healthy food, you've all heard these things before. I would tell you to have the coconut oil at the house. And Gestrol is a really good product. I'm still really a big fan of Body Anew, which is the homeopathic detox product that I use, because that actually elevates humoral and cellular immunity. It works on both parts of the immune system. I've been doing it consistently for 15 years. You don't have to do it every single day, but it does basically kind of scan the body and remove out things that aren't supposed to be there, bacteria, viruses, and your immune system works in a much better level as far as a cellular level and its activity level.
And I'll tell you, I have seen Pamela. You can look at her picture. But she's one of the healthiest people I've ever met. She really is. I mean, she just, her skin glows and she's very happy and energetic and just all the things that you would want to be. And so I see I see the results of what she talks about in her, and I see the results of what she's giving me. I see these same kind of results starting to happen. And I can't say enough. So we only have 2 minutes left. So do you want to give your phone number again?
Yes, most definitely. So if there's any questions, they can call me at my pharmacy. It's 727-442-4955. That's 727-442-4955. And I would be glad to help you with any condition you might have for yourself or your pets. I treat pretty much everything. And also I get people off of medications if they're interested in that as well. And I really appreciate everything.
And she really, she loves to get people off mental medications, especially.
Specifically, correct. Mental health is a specialty that I'm very good at and done this for a long time. So anybody that's on psychiatric medicines that wants to look for something other than that, that actually works, I can talk you through it, and it's pretty easy and pretty inexpensive to do.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just I'm just always impressed when I hear some stories about what she's doing. We only just have less than a minute left, so do you want to tell us a really quick story about somebody that you treated that had a big success this week?
Yeah. Actually, we're talking about the immune system. I had a lady come to me last week, and her little child was in daycare and had been constantly getting sick, at the doctor, you know, ear infections, throat infections, all this sort of stuff. And she was just, you know, she works full time. She was just, you know, professional lady, very, very upset about the whole thing. She goes, I don't have time to keep taking my child out of daycare. And I said, look, the coconut oil, we just relate to the coconut, use the coconut oil. She looked at me like I was crazy. I said, look, put the coconut oil in the baby's food, in the little baby's jar, put it in there, warm it up, and let's do half a teaspoon twice a day. And she called me not even 48 hours later and said, you know what, she's better. She's not coughing anymore. All the drippiness stopped out of her nose. And it was significant change within a short period of time. So that you'd be surprised. Natural products work very well. And I'll tell you, especially about psychiatric products, I get people off of medicines every single day, especially antidepressants and anti-anxiety medicines, and even narcotics.
And I have to stop you because the music's going to come on. So thank you so much.
Thank you
and
so much.
Pamela will be on again 2 weeks from today. And this is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. Be well.